In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is Thomas Sunday, one of the minor feasts of the Lord. And we all know the story about St. Thomas when he doubted the resurrection. And St. Thomas made a condition in order for himself to believe when he said, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And these conditions, still people till now, they still make it. Unless I will see by my eyes, I will put my hand and I touch, then I will not believe. And we see that the Lord granted St. Thomas his request. And this doesn't happen with everyone. Not everyone who says and doubts that the Lord has to come and show himself to this person in order for making this person to believe. What made St. Thomas different? Why the Lord granted him his request? The first reason is St. Thomas asked to know the truth, not to resist it, not to refute it. Sometimes people, they ask, and apparently from outside, they look like they want to believe. But actually, when they know and things come to them clearly, very clearly, they still resist it. And God knows the hearts of everyone. A lot of people persecuted the Christians in early Christianity. But to St. Paul alone, the Lord showed himself and he met with him and he converted him. Why only St. Paul? Many people maybe would benefit from the same. To tell you the truth, no. It is only this man who would benefit from the Lord appearing to him. That's why the Lord did it. Still in our age, we see this is happening. Many people who convert to Christianity, they come and tell experience that they saw the Lord by their eyes. He still do the same with people till now, but which people? The people who ask to know the truth, not to resist it. It is the same principle also applied to us while we are discussing our faith with unbeliever. If the people are coming to you asking to know the truth, you should be answering them in meekness and love. If they come only to resist it and to have an argument and to waste time, then actually it's advisable that you flee from this dispute that's going to be not productive and not edifying to anyone. So the Lord appeared to St. Thomas, granted him his request simply because the man was sincere, not to want to know the truth, not to resist it when he asked it that he should see and touch by his hand. The second reason why the Lord granted St. Thomas his request, because this truth will be the essence of his ministry. This is not something that St. Thomas is going to entertain and just to know it and to be happy with it and then go back home and tell it to his friends. This will be the core of his ministry. Actually, the fact that the Lord rose from the dead was the core of the ministry of all the disciples. This is the main message. They went everywhere preaching this fact, he rose from the dead. That's confirmed when we hear St. Peter speaking about choosing another disciple instead of Judas Iscariot. He said to the disciples, therefore of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. All of us, if we are to call ourselves disciples, if we call ourselves ministers to the Lord, we are to go and minister this fact. The Lord rose from the dead. St. Thomas, he cannot go and preach it until he is sure about it. This is the main thing. He cannot just go and tell the people stories about this man who is a good teacher. And when they come and squeeze him about the fact that he rose from the dead, he would feel hesitant. He will never be able to convince anyone. This is the main thing. That's why the Lord granted him his request. He has to be sure, because this is what is going to be his work and his business to the end of his life. Not only so, that this truth will be the essence of the ministry of St. Thomas, but also this truth eventually will cost him his life. The Lord knew that unless his disciple will be 100% sure, he cannot die for something he is doubting. All of the disciples, except St. John the Beloved, died as martyrs. And this also one of the things by which we have believed that they really preached what they believed. It was true that the Lord rose from the dead. No one can die for a lie. There is no way, it doesn't make sense, because this was a fact. They all believed, they all witnessed. Then they are preaching Saint Thomas had the right in order for himself also to see this firsthand, because this will cost him his life. He will be paying his life in return of abiding to this truth. He cannot be hesitant when it comes to the fact that the Lord rose from the dead. The fourth reason, the resurrection of the Lord was the unmistaken proof of his divinity. All of the disciples, till the resurrection of the Lord, they had certain kinds of not comprehending exactly the nature of this man. If all of us think about it, God took a form of a servant and he is living among us. This man who lived among us for the last 3 years, he was God in the flesh. Now we take it as, it's okay, yes, we believe in it, but this is very hard to think about. To say that this man rose from the dead, it equals that this man was God in the flesh, because no one before was able to come from death by himself. There is no way. So in order now for the disciples to tell St. Thomas that we saw the Lord, as if they are saying to him, this man, you know Jesus, he was God in the flesh. It was very hard for him to believe. Unless I see it myself, I cannot believe it. Also, the fact that the Lord rose from the dead was an unprecedented event. Never happened before. If now we come and say, speak about someone rose from the dead, God raised him, yes, we heard about it before. It happened before. Nothing here is new. But this was something that never happened, and it will never happen again with anyone. It is only him who can rise from the dead with his own power and might. The fifth fact, why the Lord granted St. Thomas his request, is because St. Thomas' doubt served the Lord's will to confirm his resurrection with a true body. It served God's will. That's why God approved it. Unless what we ask for will serve God's will in our lives, he will never grant it. Because God, this doubt, served to confirm that he rose with a true body, when he said to him, come, reach out your hand and touch me and see that I have a real body. You can see the spear. You can see the nails in my hand. Because it served God's will, that's why God allowed it to happen. And he granted St. Thomas's request, because this something served the aim of the Lord to prove that his resurrection to all the generations after his resurrection. Today, St. Thomas actually helped all of us. His doubt was a blessed kind of doubt that made all of us today to rejoice and celebrate, believing truly that the Lord rose from the dead. The Lord granted St. Thomas's request, not because he was a disciple, not because of just man he is requesting to see, but because he asked to know the truth. This truth will be the essence of his ministry. This truth will cost him his life. The resurrection of the Lord proved his divinity with no doubt, and also because St. Thomas' doubt served God's will to confirm the resurrection with a true body. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.